Move to discussion of possible action on personnel policies by Monica Lewis, HR Director.
Because of the length of the meeting we have today and the number of policies, I included in the summary of the resolution that y'all received the notes for each policy. Are there any questions about anything that I presented in the, any concerns that we want to talk about?
I had a couple, Monica. On the internet post and blogs, something I've just come and think about not occurring during normal work hours. I know it's kind of ticky-tack, but could we not refer to maybe our internet policy kind of in place of that, or to make, I just kind of got thinking about, you know, somebody's on vacation time or whatever, and it's all those during normal work hours, you know, surely that's not meant to prohibit them from updating their personal blog, you know, while they're on vacation.
What we're trying to do is caution the employees that what they put on their blogs is out there for everyone to see, and things that they may say if they were sitting here in this meeting, this morning executive session, and they start posting things that were said during executive session, we want to caution them that there will be disciplinary action, or they're subject to that if they post something, whether it's on their vacation, their personal time, or whether it's during working hours. So the internet policies basically refer to or address when you're working for us, these are, or if you're working on our computers. This policy specifically addresses, we know you're on your own time and you have the right to do it, but we want to caution you as to what you put out there.
Right, and I understand the purpose of it. I just I think that it might be a little bit more to the point to target the subject matter versus the time period involved and when they might do it, but just be more restricted to the subject matter.
Lorelei, do you have a legally?
Can we pull up that section today?
Okay, let me see which one it was. It's 2.16.
There it is.
All right, second.
Does anyone bring their personal computer to work? Do we know?
I know we used to have one that did. He's no longer with us. I don't know if we have anyone else that.
Of course, now all you need is an iPhone.
Yeah.
How do you control the use of a cell phone? Do you tell them they can't use it any at all?
We have not gotten to that yet. Basically, we have our supervisors address if they feel their employees are on their cell phone, personal cell phones, for an inordinate amount of time, or it's pulling them away from their work duties, then we've addressed that several times through counselings and that type of thing.
I personally think that at some point in time, cell phones have to be barred, from the workplace.
And I think that we've talked about it a couple times. We've not yet jumped off that cliff. But there may be a day where, you know, we just need to do that.
Because they'll get them down here and they'll be texting
or whatever.
Trust me, I know from experience.
The difficulty we may have is we have an awful lot of employees who have business cell phones and are using them for business purposes. And could be sitting on, I have one employee who is on the AT&T plan and I have to call him using my cell phone because we're on the same plan and it doesn't cost him more minutes.
Right.
So I, you know, I'll be sitting at my desk and talking on the cell phone, but I'm talking to him. I only have one that requires that or asks me to do that.
Here's an example. I carry two phones. One's the iPhone. I pay for it. AT&T costs. I'm on a family plan. In my BlackBerry here that I conduct business in, there is a phone there. But if you ask me the phone, said I'll give you $2 million. I couldn't tell you what the phone number is. I don't use it. When it rings, that means it's the wrong number. But for IRS purposes, if my son calls and said, hey, Papa, one of the kids is sick, and I do it on this phone, I'm in violation. So nobody has this number, and we use this one to stay to where we're not, screwing over the public. So that's what we have to do to make that happen.
Yeah. Right now we are addressing it independently. We have supervisors who have that concern of their employee not completing their work, then their supervisor may say, you may use your cell phone in the break room on your breaks or at your lunch hour, but I don't see it out. And we've only done that as supervisors come up and said, I have a problem with this employee. This boy is abusing the right.
It is a big problem.
So, Carrie, tell us how we need to change that, because we're going to have to read this and get it approved for y'all before we can go to the big to the big room.
Well, my concern was with the, I guess it's that second or third paragraph. We're just talking about during normal work.
To the next one. I think it's the next one.
It's the last line on this page.
Oh, is it?
The internet posting and blogging may not occur.
Go back.
Right there.
Yeah, it may not occur during normal work. I just think that it would be just as authoritative if you took that piece of it out and not put any type of time frame on that. Just don't stick anything like BRA on the computer. Period.
So you're saying internet posting volume may not occur on authority property PDAs. Period.
Yeah.
You can do that.
All right, done.
Jennifer, can you make that modification for the board? Just a period after the PDAs and then strike the rest of the sentence.
Is there some sort of incident or anything that this is predicated on, or is this just general?
This is business. This business, best business practice, and nothing has occurred to date that we know of that we found one employee posting. It was an ex-employee, we believe, posting on, I don't remember what site it was, some site, just stating their opinion about the BRA. But apparently there are many, we've been to a couple of seminars or listened to webinars and stuff where this is an issue, pretty big issue for businesses where they'll have employees posting something out there that is not flattering.
Most companies are doing this same thing to protect
their business. It's just best business practice. We have not had anything yet. Okay.
Another thing I had a question on was in regards to the insurance coverage and moving from the 60-day waiting period to a 90-day waiting period. I'm wondering, first of all, what our reason is for doing that. There's something mentioned about, you know, the new health care regulations and all that, but I think 30 days is an awfully long time for a new employee to have to wait to have insurance coverage. And so,
well, yeah, let me clarify that a little. Right now, the day you start working for the Brazos River Authority, you have insurance today. And we have currently have a 90-day introductory period where they'll get their PTO. That's only benefits that's withheld. We also have a pre-existing condition clause in our insurance plan that states if you have any medical condition that you've been seen for by a doctor within the last year of your employment, you have a year before you get full benefits on that, whatever it is. Say, for instance, you had a heart condition. We would not fully cover a heart. If you had to go in for surgery, heart surgery or something, we'd only pay $500 on our plan. So what we're doing is we're taking that pre-existing condition out, and we're saying we're going to accept your credible coverage. So if you had credible coverage with your insurance, prior insurance carrier, as soon as you come onto our plan, you're covered 100% for, well, according to the plan, you're covered under the plan fully instead of capping you at $500. So to protect the plan a little bit from people who pop onto the, you know, go on to come and work for you because you have a really good health insurance plan, which we do, it gives us 60 days to evaluate that employee. So we're implementing where instead of starting on day one with your health insurance, we're going to start you on after you finish your complete your introductory period. Because even if that employee doesn't work out and they leave the organization, currently, they start on day one, they would still have the option to have 18 months of COBRA with us. And since our plan is self-insured, this was just another thing that we put in to help protect the plan since we're doing away with the pre-existing, which I'm all in favor of doing away with the pre-existing. I think we lose good candidates with that clause in there. However, the 60 to 90 days, we have had some employees where, you know, currently we're at the 90-day where we've extended them 30 days. So the only benefit currently they're not getting is their PTO for another 30 days. But not this year. I can't remember if it's in 2012 or 2014. The longest you can go is 90 days So we're saying if you have an employee that's really not cutting it, but you still want to work with them to see if we can keep them on, we're going to give them an extra up to 30 day to evaluate them before their insurance kicks on.
Most companies are 90 days.
My company's 90 days.
Ours is too.
It's pretty standard. 90 days is pretty standard in the industry.
I've never heard of 60 days.
Mm-hmm. So I watched 30, and I thought that was a long time. Mm-hmm. But that was my concern, especially people with small kids, whatever.
Well, and typically you go from one insurance to the other, you have the opportunity to have the COBRA and pay for the COBRA during that transition period. And it takes a long time before you actually have to pay for the COBRA to where your insurance may kick in before you even need to elect the COBRA. You wouldn't want to elect the COBRA if you didn't need it during that transition period, and most people understand that. But we have, Carrie, we have very few people that we have extended, very, very few people that have had to be extended for another 30 days before the supervisor felt comfortable with bringing them on.
Any more questions? If not, are we ready for a reading?
And I apologize, this is a lengthy. And we'll hear it twice. So I apologize twice for it. Be it hereby resolved that the Administration and Audit Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective November 1, 2010. New policies. 2.16, personal internet posts and blogs. It is the policy of the Brazos River Authority, (authority), to respect the creativity and freedom of speech that employees may engage in through personal internet posts and blogs. However, limits as to what may be posted and when posting and blogging can occur will be enforced. Internet posting and blogging may not occur on authority property, (computers) or PDAs, (. If an employee engages in internet posting and or blogging outside of the workplace, they are expected to refrain from making any references to the authority and to clearly express that the views are theirs and not those of the authority. Employee posts and blogs must not contain confidential authority information, trade secrets, harassment of another worker, co-worker, or otherwise indicate improper conduct. The authority reminds employees that future customers, competitors, or others may read their internet posts and blogs, so employees are advised to use discretion in such activities. Violations of this policy may result in disciplinary action up to and including termination. 2.17, absences. The Brazos River Authority, (authority), recognizes that absences may occur as defined by authority policies for PTO, holidays, jury duty, funerals, FMLA, military leave, voting, etc. Time off from work is unpaid unless specifically designated as paid time off, as defined by authority policies. An employee's absence will be considered excused if covered by policy and the employee provides proper and timely notification deemed satisfactory to the supervisor. Timely notification means calling in at least 1 hour prior to the employee's scheduled time to begin work, or as soon as practicable on the day of the absence. If the supervisor does not respond to the call, then the employee must call the office as soon as the office opens. An employee who has a planned absence must provide advance notice of the absence in accordance with their supervisor's directives. Unless otherwise approved by the supervisors, employees are expected to call on each day of an absence. Where the nature of the absence necessitates an extended period of time off, the supervisor may approve longer reporting intervals. The authority reserves the right to require an employee to submit a physician's certificate in the event of repeated absences for medical reasons or in the event of medical absences exceeding 3 days. An employee's absence will be deemed unexcused when an employee fails to call in, gives late notice, fails to give advance notice for an absence which could be anticipated, or exceeds the number of paid leave time as defined by policies. Unexcused absences are subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination. Excessive absences are disruptive to the work environment and are subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination. Excessive absences are defined as any absence which exceeds the designated paid time off as defined by the authority policy. Absences which are protected by the Family Medical and Leave Act, paren FMLA and paren, are not included in determining excessive absences, provided the necessary forms have been completed and the employee has notified, has been notified that the time off was applied towards their entitlement. 5.14, shift premiums. It is a policy of the Brazos River Authority, paren authority and paren, to pay premiums to hourly employees who are required to work evening and overnight shifts. Employees who qualify for the shift premiums are employees who work specified shifts at plants which are regularly staffed 24/7, employees who work in positions that routinely require multiple shifts, or employees who are required to perform work on a special project after normal work hours for an extended period of time. Alteration of normal work hours for individuals or groups of employees may be set by the supervisor with concurrence of the management team member responsible for the department and the general manager, CEO. The shift premium is available for shifts regardless of whether the employee regularly works that shift or whether the employee rotates in and out of the qualified shift, including temporary rotations to cover for absences. Employees will not receive the premium during any paid time off. Shifts which would provide premiums include the following. Second shift, shift normally begins at 4 p.m. and ends at midnight. Employees working this shift will be paid an additional 50 cents per hour. Third shift, shift normally begins at 12 a.m. and ends at 8 a.m. Employees working this shift will be paid an additional $1 per hour. 6.11, unauthorized work hours. It is the policy of the Brazos River Authority, paren authority, in paren, to comply with all state and federal wage and hour laws. The authority is required to compensate employees for all work performed, and employees are required to accurately report all hours worked. Non-exempt employees are prohibited from working from home without prior written authorization from the general manager, CEO. Non-exempt employees who perform work at home without prior written authorization from the general manager, CEO, will be compensated for their time. However, violations of this policy will result in disciplinary action up to and including termination. Amended policy. 2.03, timeliness. Employees are to be punctual in reporting for work, keeping appointments and meeting schedules for completion of work. Excessive tardiness is disruptive to the work environment and will not be tolerated. An employee who will be late for work must contact his or her supervisor to report the unexpected tardiness at least 1 hour prior to the employee's scheduled time to begin work or as soon as practicable. If the supervisor does not respond to the call, then the employee must call the office as soon as the office opens. Failure to report within the required period may result in disciplinary actions being taken. Frequent tardiness or unexcused absence is not permissible and will result in disciplinary action up to and including termination. And we need to delete all references to absences. 7.02, employee responsibilities and reports. Add, quote, it is the policy of the Brazos River Authority, paren authority, in paren, to provide a safe workplace for all employees. To accomplish this goal, the authority has adopted a policy where all employees are expected to perform their jobs in a safe, secure, productive, and effective manner. Employees who are not fit for duty throughout the entire time they are working may present a safety hazard to themselves, to other employees, or to the public. Employees are responsible for informing their supervisor if he or she is unable to perform their job in a safe manner or is taking medication that might affect their ability to do their job. If the supervisor believes the employee is not fit to perform their duties, the employee may be sent home, relieved of certain duties, assigned to different duties, assigned to light duty, or requested to take a medical examination. All employees are responsible for notifying their supervisor if they observe a coworker acting in a manner that indicates the coworker may not be fit for duty. If the supervisor's behavior is a focus of concern, the employee should inform the next supervisor in the chain of command, end quote. Change, quote, department head, end quote, to, quote, supervisor, end quote. Delete, quote, employees are responsible for conducting their work activities in a manner that is protective of their own health and safety as well as the health and safety of other employees, end quote. 7.04, on-the-job injuries. Change, quote, first report of injury, end quote, to, quote, incident injury damage report, end quote. 18.16, termination of employment. Add, quote, an employee's date of termination will be considered as the last day he or she performs job duties for the Brazos River Authority, paren, authority in paren. Should an employee not be able to return to active duty following an illness or injury, their date of termination will be determined based on the individual's circumstances in accordance with federal and state laws and authority policies and procedures, end quote.
Heard a reading. Call for vote.
Motion to vote.
Call for a motion to vote. There's a motion by Mr. Barr. Do I hear a second? Got a second. Carried.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Presiding Officer DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Motion carries.